You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Guys.
Yes.
I got a message from a well-connected person.
Ah, love a message.
Yes.
I don't like a good message.
From a well-connected person, nonetheless.
The best kind. I
mean, put it on the poll. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Is there anything better than a message from a well-connected person?
I think of Chris Whittingham getting a message in a bottle. Does anybody
Ooh.
Else?
Does anybody else think that? Yeah,
I was delivered do those telegram. Anymore? Do they do those anymore? A message in a bottle just washing up on a shore.
Morse code.
Let's send one out.
Put it on the poll. Let's do that. You prepare it, and I'll send you out to the ocean to do it
Damn
right
it.
Now. At Levitard Show.
I need Chris for this anecdote, though.
Are we still doing messages in a bottle?
Okay, so I got a message from someone who is somewhat in charge of the American Century Championship, which is the golf tournament in Lake Tahoe every year. The one that friend of the program Marty Fish won last year. The one there, you know, Steph Curry and Patrick Mahomes and Tony Romo and all the best celebrity golfers attend. And in that message, the show has been offered two spots in the American Century Championship Pro-Am that happens on the Thursday in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, we have to do that.
This is televised, by the way.
This is televised.
We have to do that.
Yes, it's televised.
Are you kidding me?
NBC,
Wait a minute. Why would we not do that? It's going to be Stugatz and whom, right? Who's playing for second place?
I think we know who.
I mean, hang on a second, Chris.
Simple math. I'm doing in my head here.
Now, we have come up with an idea to turn this into competition of some sort.
Yeah.
So Stugatz is in. He has to be in.
Thank you.
I was also told that... We're planning our two spots. I was told that we will
be... This is great. It's also the first I'm hearing of this.
I mean, it's amazing. We're going to be out in Tahoe in the middle of the summer hanging out with Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce. I mean, this is going to be great.
I'm sure they're going to want to hang out with us.
They will. Rodgers will.
Yeah, Stugatz is saying, they will. We're still waiting for Kelce to call us during the 24-hour marathon.
He had his tooth pulled, and then for some reason, we didn't want him on at 8 a.m. the next morning. I don't know what to tell you.
Because you weren't in any of the meetings.
We had lots of guest plans.
We were counting money.
So I've been told that our two spots will be in a group with Marty Fish, the defending champion.
Yes.
And the lead singer from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes!
Are you shitting me?
So cool.
When can we do this? Why did no one tell me about this?
Well, Dan, there is a chat. It's called The Match, Vatch, in which there will be, we believe, a competition between Chris Cody and somebody. Now, Jessica was meant to be the competitor. She's having difficulty getting to Miami so that we can do this.
That makes it easier.
No,
you are so scared. Cody is so scared that he might have to play against me. You are terrified, Cody.
Well, we have to do that.
Yeah. So I believe at Stugatz's golf course.
Or
the Devil's
I could just
Isles.
Go. Or
no,
I could
no, no,
just
no,
go.
No, no, no,
like,
no, no.
We could just say, Chris Stugatz, boom, bada bing, bada
no,
bang,
no,
easy.
No, no.
Dan,
no?
Here's the deal. We got these invites, and we agreed that I would go and I would play, and now we want to have a play-in game for the second invite. So the original idea was to have Whittingham call this at my course, right? And we have all the guys at individual holes. Chris goes to Roy at 18, okay?
Let's go to Roy on 16.
Right? I mean, we got to do this on YouTube, no?
Yes.
Mike is covering the legendary 11th hole where he stuck the driver. Yeah. You know?
He'll be like Jack Nicklaus at the Masters, yeah, where like he hits the ceremonial first shot. He'll hit the ceremonial first shot at the Devil's Isle.
Yeah, 2 feet from the cup. We'll put a flag. We'll say Mike Ryan hit it here. You have to hit it inside of Mike Ryan. If you do, you get a prize.
Realize how difficult it is to shoot a golf tournament? Like, we're going to be out there with like one phone.
There's
like
147 cameras at a golf tournament.
Are we going to have the tracker where the ball gets tracked?
The tracer.
What I think we should do, and I'm hearing this for the first time, but this would be the centerpiece. We go live broadcast with whatever. We just ran around with your FaceTime. It's like we have a handful of people who work for Metal Arc Media out there. And who are the competitors? It's Chris Cody's a very good golfer.
Chris Cody is an exceptional golfer. We were going to put him against Smetty, but Smetty doesn't seem like, I don't think this is going to work out because she's up in New York. We need to do it down here. So we were thinking dad versus son for the second spot.
What do you mean?
Who? Greg Cody.
Greg Cody versus who?
Like versus Chris Cody for the play-in.
He hasn't beat me since 99.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be much of a match.
No, no, but we have, assign a handicap. You can
or
get strokes.
Chris could just go.
No, you got to earn your way in, pal. Earn your way
in. I think we have Cody play at Stugatz's course, and I play at a course here, and I'll just send you guys a picture of my scorecard when I'm done. And the winner gets to go to Tahoe.
That's a heady play, a smetty play.
And then she shows you.
Look, if we're doing this, this is a competition to see who the second best golfer is. This is not, we're giving X amount of strokes here. We're making this. This is not this. Okay, we can do that separately. This is to see who's the second best golfer on this damn show.
Here's where it all got unhinged in the group chat. I made the suggestion that Greg Cody takes all putts inside of 5 feet for Chris.
He ain't putting shit for me. I am putting my own putts. This is serious.
I love how afraid Chris is that he might not be able to go.
Confidently
this is like really
afraid.
High drama.
Confidently afraid.
Yeah, but Chris, here's the problem. In the group text, you set yourself up for this because you sent us the celebrity guest list and you said, I don't belong here.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I would be on that list.
So Mike Ryan pounced. The second you sent that, he responded, you're right, you don't belong. Play-in game, you and Smetty. And so,
from the beyond?
This is pre-death.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's the last conversation.
It's just dying words. Yeah. You got to earn your way
in. On a tombstone.
Put it on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Can you be confidently afraid? So we left the worldwide leader in sports for the freedom to show you Chris Cody's ass crack.
That's right.
Long ass crack.
Very long. White.
That's correct.
Freckled, long.
Black.
Not that freckled, oddly
long,
enough.
Very long.
If you want him to not get fired again, because you have yet to go out to the ocean with a message in a bottle, you have yet to do your job correctly today in any way.
I'm writing the message. I can't put it in the ocean.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Leave.
Yeah, but we need
just
him.
Leave.
We
no, we don't need him.
No, just for that.
No, I didn't need him for anything. I don't know why we left ESPN.
I got
for
a good
him.
Message. It was you pee in pools?
A terrible decision.
Did he actually assist you as your assistant?
No, he didn't do shit for me. He's done nothing but make me build a company around that long-ass crack.
Do we have a glass bottle? Right. Because a plastic bottle, I don't want to put plastic in the ocean.
I just love the idea that the bottle, he's going to throw it out and it's just going to keep coming back.
Right, because it's a giant current in the ocean right now. Where's it going to go?
So I just want the audience to know, though, if you don't want him to get fired again, because he's certainly trending that way, if you don't want him to get fired again, you need to support Cinephile, which is going to debut in its new form beginning tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Please keep me employed, please.
So tell the people what it is that you're doing with Adnan. We got some work to do with Adnan. He's a bit of a yammer. I know. Takes one to know one. I've been one this week. He's a bit of a yammer. How do we get him reined in? Because that podcast would have been successful long before now if people had heard how good this man is on the subject of movies and didn't get tired of him turning their faces into a speed bag.
We are going to infiltrate him with Levitard Show people. He doesn't really know this, so I don't think he listens. He's got a lot of stuff going on, so I assume he's not going to hear this. We are going to infiltrate him with every single person you could imagine in the Levitard Show world. He wants to do his movie things. He's going to do it. He's great at it. Nobody can break down and review a movie. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, Cinephobe, you think you're good at this? Adnan can break down a movie as well as anybody. But we're going to mix in a little Levitard Show special sauce with all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. The first episode's
what's
out tomorrow.
What's Cinephobe, Chris?
I don't even know. It's a crap podcast. Yeah. Some crodcast.
Whoa. Wow. What?
That's right. No, well, there's a war out here right now. Hey, you think you're going to have multiple movie podcasts in this network and not think that there's a war going to start, Dan? A war is starting.
Turf war.
Okay, if you say so.
Doesn't competition bring out the best in everyone? I mean, of course.
Nothing says a fight like Chris Cody and Adnan Virk. Okay? I want you to visualize that.
That's the team I want to go into battle with in the foxhole. Adnan and Cody.
But you're afraid to fight for your spot at the match play.
Just please subscribe to that podcast. Listen to it. Please support me. Keep me employed.
Andy Dalton's going to be there.
The Red Rifle.
I was trying to get us in a group with Canelo, but that one didn't quite work out.
I can't believe we're going to be allowed to do this. That Stugatz is going to be unleashed against across a legitimate golf tournament. We've been trying to get him to do shit like this forever.
I'm not joking. They approached me a couple of times when we were at ESPN, and I asked ESPN, and they were like, nah.
Really?
Well, because it's on NBC. I mean.
All right. Well, this is okay. Let's celebrate freedom. Stugatz is going to be unleashed on Tony Romo. You talk about he's going to get stuck in Romo's ass crack. Like you're going to hear from Stugatz muffled from Tony Romo's ass crack because he's just going to be, hey, Tony, want to do a show together? We can go to business. We can go into business together. You get $20 million, 60-40 my way.
Speaking of asses, Larry Fitzgerald going to be there.
Whoa! Whoa!
Will you dare go up for us and squeeze his ass on behalf of the show and equality in 2021?
Sure.
That isn't any kind of, you know, sexual assault. It's just what old women do to Larry Fitzgerald when he's standing in the street. They feel the comfort of that's just too sweet an ass. I need to squeeze it.
So we're going back and forth on how we're going to handle this and who's going to be where. And one of the questions I was asked, speaking of ascertain, is can you ascertain for us the level of celebrity that we can get here? And so I go to this contact that reached out to me, a friend of mine at NBC, and he was like, yeah, you're probably not getting in with Romo. I'm like, I think if with enough Stugatz calls, we might have been able to do it, but there are apparently some very important people over at American Century and at Lake Tahoe that must play with Tony
Romo. But if Stugatz can get in there, it doesn't have to be to play with Tony Romo. If he can just get in there to urinate on the proceedings, because we're broadcasting live from Lake Tahoe, pure white snow, like we're talking about, if you can get in there and just urinate on the place, if he can get in there and just start trying to get close to Romo or doing press conferences with Romo, because Romo's going to have to be doing that stuff.
Do I have to urinate? Can I just bother him? I mean,
yeah, it's the same thing. You just bring your general yellow, whether it's urine or nicotine, over to the proceedings. You guys saw he was late for this live segment because he was smoking heaters in the parking lot, right?
That is not true.
You said you went to get candy. We've got trays of candy out there.
No, I went to the other room, a little morning candy. Mandy, how about that, Dan?
You're trying to steal Chris Cody's popularity.
You're invading his corner.
Makes me proud.
Gimmick infringement.
By the way, I found a glass bottle. It's a bottle of Dom Perignon. I think someone dropped this off for our celebration. We didn't drink it. This is the only
thing. That's mine, Chris.
Is it
empty? Can you just,
no, it's
can
full.
You just...
We could probably knock it out. Let's drink this thing, and then we can send it out to sea. Am I right?
Now?
Right now. You're going to drink itself.
You know what happened there? I saw when that got here. It was so weird. I don't understand the corridors of power. I really don't. That's Skipper's. Somebody just, like, some two valets
Skip,
came
I
up here.
I think he's cool with it. Yeah, he's cool
yeah, go
with
ahead.
It.
No, yeah, open yeah. it up and let's drink it.
How expensive is that bottle?
It's a lot.
That's it's actually mine. Can we just keep that in the studio?
We have another one.
It's not yours. Somebody brought two. Two valets came by. Look, I don't understand this world. I don't. Two people showed up with Dom Perignon. And they were like valet. I don't know who they were. They got two security. Here's Dom Perignon. Congratulations. So, Chris, we should drink this together right now, live on television, to celebrate everything that's happened with us. And then you should take that bottle and get arrested for throwing it into an ecosystem that causes climate change.
I don't feel like we have the appropriate china to drink champagne. All we have is like plastic Dixie cups
even better,
out there.
Even better. Even better. Thank you, Roy. Let's all... oh, man, Jessica's furious right now. She is jealous. You should be jealous. The show didn't feel the same in New York that it feels down here, correct?
No, I'm trying to move, Dan. This is the hottest real estate market in 20 years. Everyone's moving to Miami Beach right now.
How was that the other day, looking for places? Was it any good, or was it pressurized and tortured because Metal Ark Media is not paying you enough?
It was difficult. I mean, not because Metal Ark Media is not paying me enough, but because there are no apartments on the market right now, Dan.
Nothing?
They're all taken.
I'm attempting to buy in this market right now, and within 3 months, it is flipped. Like, I cannot find anything in this market right now.
Dan, I am telling you.
But he's my broker. So, like, what am I supposed to do if he can't find anything? How am I supposed to find anything?
I am telling you guys, almost on a daily basis, people are knocking on my door asking me how much for your house. Like, name the price. And we're just, there's nowhere to move, though. There's no inventory. So what are you going to do?
Are we popping bottles here?
Yes. Yes, go ahead and do that.
Let's
here.
See if we get the sound on
are
air.
We allowed to do this?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to do this.
Not that loud, but yeah, here we go. Bottoms up, everybody.
All right. Thank you for.
What time is it?
It's 11 a.m. We are live on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, it's our Friday, Dano. I don't know
it is.
I'm doing
it
right
is.
Now.
It's the rare Thursday that feels like a Friday.
Now
it's
who's
a,
stealing bits?
It's a Friday.
He's going to keep doing that, Chris. The more popular it gets for you, the more he's going to want of it. Like, oh, a bit works over there. Can I have it? Yeah. I don't have all the bits already. Can I have that one, too?
I'm just trying to help him out when he
yeah,
misses
that's
on
all,
one.
That's all you were doing.
Helpful
yes,
hand.
Yes.
Man.
Thank you, Stugatz, for all your unselfishness. You are Brother Teresa.
You guys want some?
Yes, please. Bring it in here.
Yes.
In the morning, boys.
Oh, that's a good nose.
It smells way too much like champagne in here for 11 a.m.
I don't think I've ever had Dom. Have you guys had Dom before?
No.
I mean, I can't. It's not on my salary, no.
Okay, so we are stealing the CEO's Dom. We did not ask for permission. I don't think any of this is allowed.
It's a dangerous game, man.
It really is, but he's got another bottle, so I suppose that he will be fine with this at some point.
Even though we're drinking champagne out of Dixie cups, you still do it with pinky out, right?
Pinky out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really want champagne right now, I gotta be honest.
Man, you better drink that.
I will drink it.
Dan is our leader. Do you want to like cheer? Do you want to like do a toast here while we have
toast.
Champagne
toast.
In a Dixie cup?
Toast.
Yes, I do actually. And I want to get into the argument of what it is that you guys were having before about what you would do in softball, because I think people need to hear
it.
That. I know. Professional softball? You guys think you would be good at professional softball? We'll get to that in a second. But a toast to freedom, both the free and the dumb. I am thrilled to be here with my family
and my upcoming child
mammally.
Yes, there you go.
Child
tastes like regular champagne.
Ooh, that's good. That's smooth.
It is smooth.
Oh, that's thousands of dollars.
You're talking about it tastes like regular champagne.
This man doesn't know.
It's like Corbell to me.
Oh god, what
are you kidding me? That's smooth.
Throw him in the ocean.
Jess looks so sad.
Leave. Go ahead and leave.
I cannot believe you wasted Dom on these. I don't even know what to call him, Dan. That's appropriate for the air, but I can't believe I'm not here. Like,
chug,
I was in the studio all week, Dan, all weekend.
I didn't see the Dom. I didn't see that. Well, I did see it. I can't say that. The valets brought it in. I was confused by it, but I didn't think to drink it. I was too busy short-circuiting. My mind melted on air, and then for 2 days after that, I didn't sleep at all, seeming like I was just snorting cocaine for 2 days. You guys heard me on Monday. I had no control of anything happening with me. So I've just now come down back to normal, and where I arrive is ass crack arguing with Stugatz about whether they'd hit 275 in professional softball.
I think it's college softball, right?
Yeah,
Chris,
so,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so the women's... Yeah. World Series, College Softball World Series is happening right now.
Can I just say this? It is such a great event. It is a fun event, and it's gaining popularity. The ratings are
up. The ratings are big for softball.
Yes.
That's actually like a rare moment of seriousness in the midst of this nonsense. Like, the argument for college athletes getting paid is actually, to me, more relevant in a sport like women's college softball. Because in this country, it is the pinnacle of the sport. It is the time when those players get the most attention. There isn't like a professional league that gets even an ounce of the attention that the Women's College Softball World Series gets. So like this is the time for an athlete like a women's college softball player to make money.
It's a very interesting point because my daughter's going to be playing lacrosse, and that's the pinnacle of the sport for her. And I was reading an article where people playing in those kind of fringe sports, softball, lacrosse, where this is the pinnacle, those are the ones making the most money in college off of endorsements, off of their brand.
Yeah, because of their social media followings. Now that Forgive me. The champagne is arriving.
You're hammered, aren't you?
Is it bubbling?
It's his first drink ever.
Are you burpy? Are you burpy and belchy?
I don't want to burp on the air. That is very unbecoming of a fancy lad.
Fancy lad burping because the bubbles and the effervescence in the fine champagne is too much for him is absolutely on brand.
I don't like this.
I can't like this on my resume. We have reached the edge of where Fancy Lad is willing to go in terms of being someone who soils his professionalism. I will not burp on the prestigious air.
Where were we on college softball?
You were making a serious point about athletes being paid. Continue.
Oh, yeah. Social media followings. So, like women's college softball players, women's soccer players in college are making a ton of money, right? Or could make a ton of money because they have huge social media followings. And right now, if you're an influencer on Instagram or on TikTok, there's a massive amount of money to be made that right now they can't until the law takes place in which, you know, athletes can make money off their image and likeness. Because, like, TikTok will pay you if you drive an amount of traffic to their algorithm. And right now they can't, and it's thousands of dollars that are on offer.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I'm just laughing because we ended up really on this topic because I said before the show I could bet 250.
Well, that's the completely idiotic bit.
It is, right, of course.
Okay, so Chris, make the argument that you'd be good at women's college softball. It's absurd.
Look, I know how to hit baseball, softball. I can hit. My point is, if we did a bit where we bring a softball pitcher out here, I think I would do okay. I think I would hold my own. I don't think I'd be embarrassed.
I've told you the story. There is video out there of me trying to do this against somebody who would become an Olympic softball player. She was a pitcher. And I was much younger. And I also fancied myself somebody who could hit a softball. And the first pitch she threw me, I barely saw it.
Right.
And then she decided to do what I still think is one of the cruelest things ever done to me, which is after throwing me that first pitch, she went changeup, and I stumbled down the third base line and fell on my face near third base.
Because
I was not in any way expecting a change of speed. I thought she was going
to. I'm like,
okay, I didn't see that. No, but it's not even swinging. Just sort of being confused by. Wait a minute! Like I stumbled down. There's video of this somewhere. There is 20, 30 years ago. You'd have no chance, Chris Cody. They are so close to you. All right, we're going to do that too.
Wait, how close
Cody,
are they?
Cody, you couldn't even run like 10 yards outside the Clevelander on Saturday without showing the world
Running's different.
Long ass crack.
Ass crack. Running's different. Yeah. Running's different.
And he won the race. That's it.
Chris Cody singled off of Matt Latos in high school. Yeah. Matt Latos, a major league pitcher. He's very proud of this.
I went to the batting cages like less than a month ago, and I was hitting like 85 mile an hour pitch. Like, I can make contact. I'm not saying I'm going to bat 300, but I can, you know, get the hands through the zone.
Well, you said 250. There. You said 250.
I'm just saying, you know, there's no real way to track batting average if we're doing a bit like that. Sorry, getting emotional. Champagne.
And I said 275. I'm with Chris on this, Dan. I'm not saying that I would, like, listen, I'm sure I'm going to strike out. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of outs, but I also know I'll get a couple of hacks and a couple of hits. I know.
No, I don't.
I don't like my ally.
I don't like my ally. If you put one right down Broadway, man, I'm telling you.
Right down Broadway.
Yep.
I'd love to see it. We're still waiting for Stugatz to pay a million of these bets, right? He's still supposed to do penalty kicks.
PKs. Can't look at him.
No, you can't. No.
He's still looking at you.
I don't want to look at him. I'm never going to look at him again.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well leave the room.
I feel his eyes. I feel his eyes.
still staring?
Yeah, yeah.
He's still there.
Oh my God. Even if he closes the door, you can still feel it.
Chris, you get out of here.
Oh, what? Me?
No, see ya. Hold on. I'm getting to him.
With the note in the bottle?
I want the payoff. Huh. Fill me up. Fill up my cup. Get rid of everything that's left in there and take a walk.
We finish the bottle.
Uh-oh. Come on.
You finish the bottle. You guys finished the bottle?
I mean, these champagne things.
You took half the bottle.
Ah, we shared it amongst the room. There's another one. We'll open it.
No, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Get out of here with the note. I want the video payoff of you doing that. But I got something for you, Stugatz.
Yeah? I ain't going to look at you. Go ahead. Fire away.
Roy, it is now time with Freedom to set up all this stuff that is owed, right? He should do the penalty kick. I don't even remember who the goaltender was. He thought he was going to make one of 10 or 6 of 10 or something ridiculous against an MLS goalie. We need to do that now that we can. No liabilities, no anything. We got to rope Stugatz into some of the promises from the past so that the lies can be unearthed in front of everybody.
The keeper could be a dead Mike Ryan. He still wouldn't hit as many shots as he said he would hit.
I think it was the Miami FC keeper at the time.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yes.
I was a lot younger than Dan, so I feel like maybe 4 to 10 is probably.
You weren't a lot younger. It was like 7 years ago. So if you want to make it 5 out of 10, that's fine. I thought it was 8 out of 10. You were doing some ridiculous thing like I would make a bunch of penalty kicks.
I think it was 8 out of 10. I'd be willing to do it, and I will still stand by this. 6 out of 10. How about that?
Okay? You're out of your mind. Totally, I can't look at you. Totally out of your mind. That you would be able. I think we perpetually underestimate how good these people are at the things that they do at the height of competition, where they're, and not in softball, but in other places, the fight is literally over money and livelihoods among competitionaholics. That's how you get to what's happening with Garrett Cole. These people can't turn it off. Competitionaholics are going to competitionaholic, and it's going to go through the pharmacy and the gray areas and everything else, and we're going to rail and shake our fists. But part of what's happening there, Stugatz, is absolutely, even you, an expert who's been studying this for 30 years, has absolutely no idea how good these people actually are at the things that they're doing. You still think of it as games, and I could do that, even though you're a 48-year-old bum. I'm serious. Like, you're a 48-year-old bum who spent one of the breaks smoking cigarettes, and you think you'd hit 275 in a women's softball league. Like, you have no idea what you're watching.
I do. Listen, I still maintain that if you leave me alone in an NBA game, I have to be wide open at this point in my life, okay? Back then, maybe you get a finger in my face. I could drain a couple of threes if I'm wide open in an NBA game. I could do it, Dan. I'm a good shooter. I'm a shooter. Shooter, shoot. I mean, I don't know.
Now, you're doing this off the back of the women's college softball World Series. You're watching softball, and you're going, I think I can hit off these women. Now, we do have a live shot of Tony. We'll go to that momentarily. He's following Chris to send a message in a bottle in the ocean. But I looked up the Oklahoma Sooners.
Good play-by-play guy there.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I've got to, you know, set up what the sight gag is for the audience. Yeah. The Oklahoma Sooners are currently in the women's softball World Series.
Yep.
Shannon Saley is their best pitcher, is her name. Uh-huh. Her opposing batting average is .113.
Right. Yeah.
These are the very best women's college softball players, and her opposing batting average is .113. How the hell do you think you're hitting .275?
Because he's Stugatz.
Hey, listen, started with Chris, .250. I just upped the ante.
Easy. No problem. .250, easy.
Attaboy.
All right.
I would just like to make a comment, Woody, which is that I tried to get some Women's College World Series in, I tried to get a bug in Stugatz's ear so that he could write it in Weekend Obs. And no one really seemed keen on it. But now all of a sudden, everyone on social media is talking about it. Ooh, we got a big final today at 3 o'clock. We're talking about it on the show. I just find that a little interesting.
Metalark Media likes to be all woke in terms of appearances. But as soon as a woman speaks up, drown her out and do our own thing. And we'll hit .275 off you to boot. That's how we do it around here in the name of equality. It's not only like you can't talk about it when you want to talk about it, lady. When we talk about it, watch us hit .275 against the very best in the world.
But he looks so pissed.
I don't know if you saw the letter, but the letter says, do you pee in pools? That's going to be the letter in the bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
It's currently being showed to the camera. Do you pee in pools?
Okay, perfect. Message in perfect. A bottle. Somebody's going to get it, think that someone is stranded on an island somewhere, needs rescue, is going to open it up and be like, wow, someone littered to ask me whether or not I pee in pools. Very good.
It's a very tight wind that's required. Oh, there he is. Message is in the bottle.
You're so excited to get any sort of no communication from the outside.
Right? Oh, my God. A bottle from another time. Is this bottle 100 years old? Is it a bottle that involves actual pirates? What is arriving on my shores? Has it been at sea for 300 years? Instead, it's gonna waft down the beach like four blocks and end up on shore, and somebody's going to pick it up and be like, really? Somebody's a litterer like this that just throws bottles into the ocean?
Chris Cody has the most confident strut.
Yes, he does.
What, putting glassware into the ocean? Yeah, probably.
Take off those easy.
Putting anything on the beach is illegal. Cody's going to get arrested, Dan. This is a liability issue.
Well, you know what's funny about this? This is why I'm happy, Jess, that corporate's not around here. Because of all the funny things that happened during the 24-hour marathon, one of them is not just that Stugatz didn't take care of his hour and didn't plan anything and just let Adnan talk. But beyond that, it was the only hour where anything illegal was done because Adnan's not supposed to be on the phone on FaceTime. Like, so in terms of actual illegal, only Stugatz did that during his hour. Yeah. And that is perfectly
for glorious content.
Yes, of course, because content comes first at every turn. But yes, his laziness birthed not just lazy immorality, also illegality, as the executive saw him work for the first time. And in the first 5 hours, he does something illegal. And not just him illegal.
Chris just high-fived a patron of the beach.
Of course he did.
He's got some swagger in it. He's got some swagger.
He's got such a great strut.
He does.
Chris, like Vince McMahon, patron, right, get over yourself.
Chris,
this isn't the Masters, Whittingham. You don't have to call them patrons.
Chris, give us some play-by-play. Can he hear us, Tony, or do you want to give us some play-by-play? Who can hear me out there?
Nobody, apparently.
Right. He appears to have lost his video. That's generally not
ideal. All right,
we
will go back to them in short order here.
If you can hear me, just know that I'm sorry.
In the interim, we have
Tony, unmute yourself.
About.
Tony, there we go.
Guys, we're back. We're here by the lifeguard stand. Chris Cody's very excited. There's a lot of people around. They're going to watch him throw a bottle into the ocean, which is illegal, obviously.
Why are those people around? What is happening? Just there are people around
because they're going to the beach.
Going to the beach. Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to the beach.
Dan, their son.
I didn't know whether a crowd had gathered around Chris Cody as this dramatic moment escalated on YouTube and people had flooded out to the beach to be near him.
Tony did paint that picture. He kind of did.
I didn't know one way or the other. So there
crowd,
are a lot of
legions of people are gathering around Chris putting
ahead,
a message
Tony.
In a bottle.
There's about 11 people around.
All right, give us the play-by-play here. He's got to go into the water a little bit, though, and throw it out over, like,
yeah,
it's castaway. You got to throw it over the shoulder.
I mean,
over the
I don't know
wave.
If we should do that. I don't know, because, like, again, putting glass in the ocean is not environmentally friendly.
But wait a minute. Is it not a message in a bottle? I know we're doing it for a spoof, but it's just going to end up back on the shore. I'm there every morning. I see those poor government people who are picking up all manner of trash because for some reason everyone thinks it's okay out there to just dump their trash in the ocean.
Do we not think that this bottle is going to like club a baby turtle or something and kill it? I'm a little afraid
or
right
perhaps
now for all the life in the ocean.
Now here we are again. Here, this is how the liability
is. This is how corporate invades.
This is how it works. Here we are again.
And he wants to launch it like a quarterback. I mean,
can you call our COO? Can you call our CFO? Can you call somebody and tell them, is this allowed? We're breaking the law on YouTube.
I'm going to call Bimmel.
And we're calling Bimmel. Oh, for the love of God. We're not going to be able to do anything around here.
But every day
we're going to stumble into something, some garbage. You're going to put us on live television. Something's going to happen that's going to be illegal. It's going to be immoral. We're going to kill the environment in the name of creativity. What do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about Mayweather and Paul?
The Suns are up 2-0. Chris Paul crushed it last night.
He really
He's on
did.
His way to putting it in Stugatz's face.
Yeah. No, he's not, by the way. He has to win a title to do that.
Would they be the most unlikely team in that sport to ever win a title?
If you go from like the start of the season,
ever.
Maybe, yeah.
Ever. Not start of season, last season. Like Stugatz has been saying Chris Paul loser. Chris Paul loser, and in the bubble they were 8-0. They couldn't be stopped. They had Chris Paul, and all of a sudden, whoa, can that team win everything?
Well, hold on, guys. First off, they're up 2-0. All they did was win two home games, and it's the Eastern Conference semifinals. He's got a ways
to
go.
That's all
Chris
the
Paul.
Nets did, and you already crowned them champions. They did that
because they're good.
Okay, but So are the Suns.
Not that good.
The Suns are really good.
Dan, I doubt they get out of the West. I mean, Utah's really good.
The Suns are really good too.
Right. I would guess it would be like the Pistons being the Lakers.
that team. No, but people thought that the Pistons were good. It's just they didn't think they could overcome the Lakers.
I think the argument can be made that this Suns team would be the most surprising team in the history of that sport.
I mean, they were like a historic embarrassment. Mm. I think it was Kevin Arnovitz who wrote a piece on them like 2 years ago. It was like they had like goats in the office. It was like a complete embarrassment from top to bottom. And now, like, you don't look at anyone in the West and say, well, they're definitely better than the Phoenix Suns right now. And you said, you know,
we
ahead of...
We should probably be doing that with Utah, just to hunt you. Like, yeah, from them start too. To finish,
but
they've been great.
But they'd be surprising too. They'd be a surprising champion. They just wouldn't be as surprising as the Suns would be.
Like, Phoenix entered last season, we'll be happy to get to 25 wins. And, like, Monty Williams is trying to make them not an embarrassment. And also, like, the Chris Paul arc is an interesting one, because remember when he was in Houston, traded to Oklahoma City, it was like, we have the worst contract in the league on our hands, and we're trying to move it for, you know, Russell Westbrook and some picks. Like, it was the worst contract in the league, and now he's the best player on a championship contender again.
We are trending toward the possibility here, as you see everything that happens in the sport early, where these Nets, Stugatz, can... Maybe they overwhelm the Bucks. Maybe they overwhelm the Sixers because Embiid is not quite right, or they're just overwhelming and they get to the finals, and you will have set up for you whether defense matters or not against Utah and Defensive Player of the Year for the third time, Rudy Gobert. Or can the Nets just be so overwhelming that it doesn't matter if you're top 10 in offense and defense? We're going to be so overwhelming at offense that it doesn't matter. We're trending that way, because you might have the Suns and the Jazz be what the Mavericks were to the LeBron, Wade, Bosch Heat, where nobody thinks they can actually win, and then furthermore, the Nets steamroll through the playoffs, and then you're actually meeting the best of teams, where you're meeting the Jazz or the Suns with all of the talent in the world.
They're just so overwhelming, Dan. Without James Harden, they've averaged 122 points per game in the series.
But that's to me where it gets interesting, and Harden is going to be out. Yes, Chris.
Can you guys quit yammering? It's hot as shit out here.
Well, did we get approval from Bimal on whether you're allowed to do this or not?
Let's just do it, man. Let's go. It's a pirate ship. Arr!
Yeah, all right. There he is. Arr,
you want me to bury this thing? I could just bury it.
Ass crack over there. Yes, yes, please. Let's do more irresponsible things. Why shouldn't we?
Yes, because Dan has to deal with the aftermath.
Yes, because I was up for two straight days the last time we just did it.
It's
the opposite of Nike. I'm talking to executives for 2 days over a f***ing pepper. Yeah, let's just do it again. Please.
I just got a message from Bimal that he is on a top-tier call right now, so he's unavailable for 10
minutes. DraftKings liked how sticky those chicken wings videos are. Like, they're like, oh, we've never seen engagement like that before. Hey, don't do that again.
Wait,
liability
the chicken
issues.
Wings did that?
Yeah,
really?
They've never seen engagement like that. A chicken wing video.
On me nearly dying eating chicken wings.
It was more Chris Cody's disgusting face and close-ups of it.
That close-up was quite something.
That was part of stupidity, right?
So we have to do this without checking with corporate. We're going to do something illegal, immoral, and environmentally unfriendly live on air because we have no governors, and we just toasted to freedom champagne at 11
in the morning. I like Chris's idea of burying the message in the bottle and seeing if someone stumbles upon it years later. Do you want to?
Yeah, and just like cuts open their foot on the beach. Glass on the beach is illegal. For the record, whatever happens the rest of the show, I don't stand by it. I'm not a part of it. I do not condone.
We can't do anything around here anymore. We can't do anything. Everything has consequences. We can't.
Hey, let's ask Bimal, would he rather me do this or eat a pepper?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh.
Why don't you, Chris, can you go out there and just interview some passerbys and ask them, just give us some man on the street live action on what they think you should do.
Make sure you ask them if they're okay with being on live television.
Yes, ask them that on the front end so we don't have a Julio Jones situation.
You're a walking waiver, dude.
so much here, so much liability. Tell them we're live on the air because we're in this new space that's technically, you know, not broadcast on mainstream media, but is on YouTube. I don't know what the rules are here. We're free. We're dumb. We just drank champagne in the morning.
I just had two cups of champagne. I think I'm going to pay for this later. 3 o'clock nap is on the way.
Lightweight over here, man.
Oh, Dorito breath over there taunting
me.
You're going to have a tryptophan nap because you've eaten everything that got left behind after that party.
We go live to Chris Cody. Chris, what's the status on getting some passersby to join us here?
Yeah, if I throw this thing, it's probably coming right back at me. but I have an important message.
Chris, tell them they're live on air, please. Tell them they're live on the air.
I'm live on a TV show right now. You guys aren't, but yeah. Hi.
Ask them their permission.
Ask them their permission. Ask Chris. Ask them their permission.
We're good.
We're good.
All right, we're good.
I think I should do it.
They don't think you should do it?
Ask them if they
nobody
pee
does.
Ask them if they pee in pools.
Ask them if they pee in pools.
Pee in pools. Now I feel awkward. Thank you for making me do that.
You're welcome.
All right, now we need the payoff again. Where are we going to get the payoff? Everyone's telling you not to do this. The last time everyone told us not to do this, the company almost went bankrupt with liability issues. So everyone's advising, but we need the payoff. Where's the payoff?
What if we put the message in the bottle in the Clevelander pool?
Yes, yes.
And that's the payoff. And then someone in the Clevelander pool thinks that they've found a free bottle of champagne. Now Chris is digging the hole. All right, we're gonna leave the message in the bottle in the ocean via a hole in the ground. So
somebody's gonna step on glass.
Oh, high tide will take it back out.
Dig deep. Mm. I mean,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris walks into the ocean holding the bottle. I think that is the only course of action. He just keeps walking, and then we get the payoff for both bits. One from earlier in the show.
Yes, thank you. Jessica, that's it. That's right. This is what I want to do. Tell Tony. I want simply, I don't know how to do this, hold your phones over your heads. I want Chris to keep walking into the sea until the bottle disappears, and it looks, for the televised audience, it looks like Chris Cody has drowned and his last act was to die on behalf of content for the show.
We only have one towel here, though. That's my question, and that towel was used to dry up tequila that you spilled on the floor
the
other day.
We're in a hotel!
Okay,
we've got
right,
a bunch
enough,
of towels
enough,
around
okay,
here.
All right, we're good.
He can take his shirt off.
No,
so
he will never do that.
Crack again.
He will never do that. He will never take his shirt off. Chris, go ahead and walk into the ocean. Tony, you film it best you can. Give us as much
message in a bottle in hand.
Yes, message in a bottle.
Tony, he said you're walking into the ocean.
Wait a second. That's not what I heard.
No, I'd love to see Tony walk into the ocean. Dude.
Chris, do it with your shirt off. Go ahead. You'd love him. Oily and sexy. Actually, Tony, do that. Tony,
you walk
Tony,
in.
Actually, let's do this. Let's do it for both of them, okay? I want Chris to walk in the ocean so we can laugh at him, and I want you to walk out of the ocean so Stugatz can ogle you and and live his every fantasy.
That guy can have a shirt off. Why can't I?
Exactly. All right, Chris, you're gonna do it, right?
No, Tony, you're doing it now. Tony,
both
get your
them.
Ass in the ocean.
Both of them.
Both
have
of them,
to
but someone's
yes.
got to hold
yes.
the camera.
I know. Yes. That's why Chris needs to go first and then come out and then Tony's
okay.
got to help us. All right.
Chaos do you need?
I just
two
all
here,
of them.
Right?
Just all of them. Go ahead, Chris. Walk into the ocean.
Tony, you heard him?
Chris, I'm done with the joke. Walk into the ocean before
in.
I fire you again.
He's walking in.
Cinephile, tomorrow. Support Chris Cody. Support the
subscribe
podcast.
Wherever you get your
Adnan.
Podcast.
Yes, please. Cinephile, tomorrow. We are asking for your support. We need to grow out all this stuff so that it keeps being. So we can keep doing things like this, fighting for freedom on behalf of Ass Crack.
All right, socks are coming off for Chris Cody.
Yes.
Sure. I'd rather take my pants off than my shirt.
Can you just walk into the ocean, please?
You can walk in with your shirt. It's fine.
I've only a shirt on.
Be that guy. Just walk in with your shirt. Nobody wants to, I mean, I want to see your nipples and the freckles and all of it and the jiggle.
Why?
Well, because it's funny. What do you mean, why? Be the same reason I wanted to put Ricky Williams in a wedding dress. I'm always for funny. Yeah. What do you mean, why?
Yeah, that's a good point. No.
You need the bottle. You need the bottle.
All right,
the bottle is buried right now. I'm going to take it out of the sand.
Thank you. Of course, he forgot.
Chris Cody's going to walk
right,
into
of course,
it.
Of course, he forgot to do what he's out there to do. Of course. That's what we left the ESPN for, ladies and gentlemen. That right there.
All right, guys. Chris Cody's walking in the ocean right now.
All right.
Yes, and let's see the payoff. Let's just all stand back and see the payoff here, and then we'll just say cut, and then we'll get to the erotica.
What? Oh, Tony, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like he's not going any further than this, guys.
No, keep going. I understand why you wouldn't understand erotica. Your sexuality is just
my God, he just kicked water at me. That's your payoff!
That's not the payoff.
No, keep
that's
going.
That's not the payoff. That's not the payoff.
Blow it out your ass.
No, that's
I mean, come on.
No.
You can't talk to your boss that way.
Go. I mean, what are you doing? You got to go and get us the payoff. Which part of this are you not understanding?
Now he knows what Kate feels like now.
Payoff. I'll give you a payoff.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What does that mean?
Go ahead. ESPN.
Yes, give us one. Yes.
ESPN gave us a payoff. ESPN gave us a payoff so we would have the freedom to do this. And you're not doing it.
In the ocean if we don't cut the ring right now.
No, you're not throwing it
into
the ocean.
No, don't throw it in the ocean.
No.
Trouble,
just walk in,
no,
man.
Just walk in.
We have towels for you.
Walk in until your head is under the water and then walk back until we can get to the erotica.
I quit.
No.
Oh, my God. I quit. Oh, wow. Oh, no.
What a coward. Really? Can you not swim? Is that part of the problem? Do you not know how to swim? Like, what are we doing? Are we going to drown you live on air and have the liability? Is that what's going to happen?
Correct.
Why are you so afraid to just walk into the damn ocean? Just go.
All right, when do you come walk into the ocean?
Yeah, I will.
He didn't do anything wrong.
All right,
you know what? I'm going to do it.
What? What? What?
You're going to walk into the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
There he goes. There he goes.
Dan's going to walk into the ocean. All right, Chris, just so we're clear, because we're not certain what you could hear.
Should I maybe jump in? Should I go in?
I would probably.
He's on his way now.
I'd probably.
You should, like, wait for him with open arms in the ocean.
Wait, guys, if Dan is the first one to go in, there's a good. I mean, Chris is running the risk of getting fired here. Like, Dan, this is not what Dan's supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah. Dan's going to throw him in the ocean.
Right.
Well, he already quit, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So, Chris, I would suggest, okay, just knowing Dan the way I know him, okay, because he's upset with you. I would suggest that you walk into that water right now before he gets there. That would be my suggestion to you.
Thank you, Stigot.
Okay.
He's coming in there like a bull.
Chris, I'll be there in a second. Like, he's sprinting.
Oh, my God. Is that him? I think I see him all the way down the beach, guys. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's getting his make or break time right now for Chris Cody.
Yeah. This is
Cody, you got to get in.
Chris is playing a dangerous game right now. This is perhaps the most dangerous.
Yes.
For some reason,
there's people already in the water.
Right.
Chris Cody's actually taking his
family. Oh my God, he's in danger.
Get the bottle. Get the bottle.
All right, he's got the bottle. He's going in, guys.
All right, okay, here he goes.
In his skivvies.
Great use of skivvies.
I knew you would like that.
Thank you,
jackass.
Thank you, Woody. All right, he is about waist deep right now, guys.
In England, they call him pants.
Deep. The water is actually pretty refreshing.
Cody's in his pants right now.
They call you Oss.
Ars.
It actually seems to be pretty shallow out
there. Yeah, it's shallow. Chris has really got to go deep there in order to fully submerge himself in the water.
How far out do you think he is right now?
How close is Dan to you, Tony?
Sandbar.
He's about waist high, right, Tony?
Yeah, he's about waist high. The problem is it's about waist high for about a mile. So he may be walking for a little bit.
Oh, man. Because he's got one of those sandbars out there, so he's not getting it.
At this point, he's got to, like, fall down, you know?
Right.
Like,
It's still about waist high.
Oh, I hope Dan just starts running right
into
the ocean.
Oh, God, Dan's on his way. I see Dan right now.
Oh, no. Dan, get us a shot of Dan. Get us a shot of Dan.
Oh, my God, there he is.
Zoom in. Can you zoom in?
I see him.
It's Zoom. You can't zoom in. Well, I guess we are zooming in theoretically, but
technically.
Tony, can you confirm what color flag is on the lifeguard station? Are we sure there's not a rip current right now?
It is a yellow and a purple flag.
Jessica, now you're being too careful.
The purple flag.
Too careful.
It's the purple flag.
Yellow and purple flags. I don't know what that means.
Dangerous games.
Someone look it up. Smitty, look it up. What does the yellow flag mean?
I'm on it. Yellow means medium hazard with moderate conditions. Purple means dangerous marine life warning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got jellyfish out there.
Okay, that's not good.
Shark.
Tell him to come back, Tony. Tell him to come back.
He's going to die.
Just a wave.
The leopard fish.
Oh, my God. Dan's about 25 yards away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's running. Guys, he's running on his way over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Like a continuous run,
right
there's
there.
No
there
way he's
right
ran
there.
That long. Come on.
Let him go.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Tell Dan there's hazardous conditions, Tony.
Dan, there's hazardous conditions, Dan, and dangerous wildlife.
Okay, so Dan
That's the flags on top of the lifeguard. So sharks, maybe eels. I don't know what's dangerous anymore.
Right. We'll
do anything for the content, Dan says.
All right.
Dan is going into the water. He just threw his shoes and all of his stuff. That's also very important, yes.
Is he taking the shirt off? Is the shirt? No, shirt's on.
Oh, the shirt's
The shirt's
off,
getting
man.
Ripped off.
The last
oh, my
take the shirt off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
amazing.
God.
Dan's holding his shirt at the moment. Chris is meeting him with the bottle.
It seems like there's somebody following Dan. Who's following Dan?
It's a woman who I think saw Dan and was interested and wanted to talk to him.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I'll interview her afterwards.
Well, now it's a party.
Chris Cody is also out there. They're still about waist deep, though. They're going to have to walk a while.
They got
to
follow. They got to go in together.
Right. Hand in hand.
Yep, like Rocky and Apollo.
They're holding the bottle up right now.
Like Red and Andy. Oh.
They're getting deep in there, guys. Chris Cody is absolutely soaked.
Tony, when are you going in?
Well, yeah. No, they have to come out.
I'm good from right about here because I'm holding everybody's precious belongings.
Right.
Yeah. Chris and Dan are all swimming at the moment. You got to get Chris and Dan back
right.
So that you can go in.
Right. That's the payoff. That's the second payoff.
We need multiple
and
payoffs.
And really, no one needs it except for me. So, I mean.
Right. Yeah.
We need to get them in. There's a rip current, guys. Let's get them back in
to safety. There's actually a guy who's about maybe 75 yards further out than they are, and he seems to be doing pretty well jumping the waves at the moment.
Tony, we need you to, like, go in a little bit because we need a shot of Chris and Dan together in the ocean.
Yeah,
so,
we need to get in there.
So, like, you need to go, man.
By the way, there's always
all right,
that.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, do that.
Hold on. I'm going to go out.
I'm going to go out there. There's always
Chris,
that.
Chris gave me a very big sigh that he did not want me to join because he doesn't want this to be exacerbated any further.
Okay, got it.
All
right.
Here we go. I'm going to have to put all the belongings down.
All of them.
To make sure that I can get in. Hold on, Chris. You can't go anywhere. I'm going in.
All of the belongings, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, this is I think this is probably one of the furthest things that we've done to do for the bit.
This is a proper payoff.
We are really going.
Yes, it is.
This is crazy.
Crews are coming off. The tide is, by the way, very high. Hmm. Tide is getting to be very high at the moment.
All right.
Shoes are off. All right, I guess I'm going in now.
Yes, you are.
I don't know how much we've got. Woo! The water is a little cold. A little cold. All right. Oh, my. Okay, my shorts are soaked. Oh, my God.
That's too bad. We got towels here.
Oh, my God is right.
My shoes are ever. I can't even speak at the moment. This guy just jumped in.
I just got an update from Twitter from a fan who says, purple is jellyfish, manowar, and sea lice, which you won't know about until you start itching uncontrollably two days later.
Why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Oh, man.
Yellow is still okay, moderate, but not dangerous.
We're fine.
Okay, all right. We are as close as we could possibly be at the moment. There's Chris Cody about to throw the bottle into the ocean. There's Dan taking a rather nice swim.
Dan's enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's just...
he really is.
Dan, nice little ocean. Ocean. Monster! Monster!
You know, hippos love the water. You know?
Dan actually throw, it's like touching the...
I'm throwing this shit.
Oh, God.
Don't,
what's the matter with
you? A
couple of hippos cutting it up.
There's jellyfish warnings. We might need to go back.
Run for your lives.
Is this a good enough payoff, guys?
Go to break. Jesus Christ, go to break. We got the payoff.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.